The sermon this morning reflects on all of the three readings. To start, I reread from Genesis chapter 15, verse 6. And he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. If you would like, you can follow the sermon notes, or you can just listen. By faith, Abraham gave the worry of God's promise to God. God, you are in charge. It's your promise. That's another way of saying verse 6. And he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteous. God, you made the promise. You fulfill it. Abraham, we see in this text, was a bit confused or worried or concerned. Maybe those words would apply. But he knew he had a promise to be a great nation, many descendants, and we read that in Genesis chapter 12. But he didn't have any descendants, not even one yet. And so in his dialogue, his discussion with God, "Oh Lord, what will you give me, for I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer?" Okay, God, I don't have a child yet. I don't have a son yet. And you made this great promise. I have a fix. I'll fix it. Eliezer from Damascus, my head servant, it will all go through him. It'll all go to him. But God told him, no. Not an adopted son. No, that's not my promise. But from your own, it was interesting, I was thinking in another place that says, your own body, your own wife. The two become one flesh. The wife is his body, they're one flesh. From your own body, from your own wife, the promise will come true. And this, to human thinking and human measurements and human science, was impossible. But God had a promise, and he said, it's going to be through you. And Hebrews says, even though he was past age and Sarah was past age, God made the promise come through them, as he promised. And God also then pulled along, however you would say it, the faith of Abraham. Because he said, look at the stars in the sky. Now I know you don't have even one son yet, but your descendants are going to be as many as the stars in the sky, of which if you could count them. I once read somewhere that it's estimated in a black, dark sky, you can see about 7,000 stars. And of course, there were many more than that, descendants. And the scripture says, and this is quoted in a number of places in the New Testament, and he believed the Lord, and he counted to him as righteousness. He believed the Lord was going to fulfill the promise. Despite seeming impossible, he didn't even have his own child yet. He had a plan to fix this by adopting a son, but God said, no, it's going to come from your own body, from your own wife. And believe me, you're going to have as many as the stars in the sky. Live in that promise. And as he lived in that promise and believed it, God credited it to him as righteousness, as holiness before God. For faith, that believing that God would do it by his power and his strength, even if it didn't make sense, that was righteousness before God. So, I make the reference in the notes several times over, and I think it's a good way for us to think of it, one good way. We don't have to try to fix God's promises. We're good at that, aren't we? We try to fix things. We know that he's promised to forgive us in Christ. We know that our sins are great. Sometimes those sins weigh on us, and we feel guilty. And we are guilty according to God's law. But then we think, if I do this or I act this way or I behave this way or if I go to church enough times, that will fix it. That will make me better. Or if I did this great sin, I could make up and I could be better if I then do all these things. And that would cover up that sin. And we try to fix our own lives, our own holiness before God, our relationship with God. And God knows that we can't fix ourselves. We're broken. We're pitiful sinners before him. He fixed it in his son, Jesus. He says, the point of it is, it's not that you look at yourselves, but look outside yourself to Christ. He is the promise. He is the fix. He is the holiness for you. And the world, without the Word of God, always thinks it has to fix itself to make itself better or good. And the devil tempts us to think that way as well, to look outside of Christ, to look to something else, something we might do. But God says, no, look to Christ. Hebrews 11, which I hope you take time to read at home sometime this week. The very first sentence is considered a really quick, thorough definition of faith, what the Bible means by faith. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. This applies directly to Abraham's situation. He could not see how he was going to have so many descendants as God had promised, that he would be a great nation and that he would be a blessing to many nations, for he didn't even have one son yet. But God made him the promise, no, you will have it. Abraham didn't see it, but he believed God. He had the assurance that this would take place. He had not seen it yet. And this was the faith for which he was counted righteous. There's a lot of things that we don't see yet. We don't see how we're going to make it through the next day or the next year. And we get worried and are anxious. And then we start making plans as if our plans will make it and do it. And it is by the power of our plans and by the power of our doing that we'll make it through this situation, or we'll make it through this illness, or we'll make it through this problem. And we're looking at our plans all the way along. And we forget that God is right there wanting us to come to him in prayer, to depend upon him, to depend upon his promises. It doesn't mean that we sit back and watch TV and we don't have to do anything any day at all. That's not what it is. Because we know God has given us employment or a family or a task, and he asks us to do this. But what Jesus said in the gospel reading is that don't be anxious about it and worry about it so much. Do the task. Abraham, live as a husband. Take care of your people, your servants. Take care of your possessions. The son part, I will take care of. It didn't mean that Abraham was going to sit back and do nothing at all along the way. But the impossible thing, the only God could do, I'll take care of that. Sometimes if we think, well, I'll just sit back and just see what happens and I don't have to do anything. No, you have to do something. You have children, you have grandchildren, you have a job. You have things to do that God has given you to do, for me to do. But Jesus says, don't be anxious about those things. Live by faith to know that God is working through these things. And sometimes there's impossible things or things you can't see the end of. God is taking care of that. Live day by day by day. Sometimes week by week. We make plans what to plant. We make plans on a project. But don't forget that God is behind and underneath all these things. By faith, I'm going about this thing day by day by day. By faith, I will raise my children. By faith, I will take care of my family. By faith, I will do this job. God is with me. He has given this to me. He has made promises to me. I will go about my tasks and be a blessing to others. By faith. Jesus focuses and reminds us, focuses our attention and reminds us that these things that people strive for and look to, the world is looking at and the world strives for. But the world does not strive for, because it has no faith, it does not look to God's kingdom. And Jesus reminds his people in his teaching, for all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them, and instead seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. If we act like the world and these things that we're trying to accomplish take up all our attention, then it's as if we don't have a Heavenly Father who knows that we need them. But when we have a Heavenly Father who knows that we need all these things, we say, okay, God, I'm going about my life and you're taking care of these things and I'm seeking your kingdom. And this is how Jesus taught us to pray. Pray like this: Our Father who art in heaven. And then all the petitions, because we have a Father in heaven who knows we need all these things, we go to him. Living by faith does not mean we're not busy with things and doing our tasks. Living by faith means that we know that God is along with us the whole way. He is in charge, and he is working things out, and I will do what I'm supposed to do. I'm not going to be dragged about by these things, but rather I will obey God and live out life. There was an option in the readings for today to not include the last part of the gospel reading, verses 35 through 40. And I looked at that because sometimes there's options like that in the assigned readings. Sometimes you wonder, why did they say it was an option? I looked at that, I said, no, we're going to read it. Why? Jesus says, don't be anxious about all these things. Your Father knows them. Seek his kingdom now. How do we seek his kingdom? Be ready for Jesus. And we're ready for Jesus by faith because we don't know at what time he's going to come. He hasn't come yet for 2,000 years, but we're still being ready for Jesus. That is by faith. That he is going to come again. And so I won't be dragged about and controlled by all these tasks I have. I know I have to do them, but I'm not going to worry about all these tasks so much so that I'm not ready for Jesus. Because I forgot his word. I forgot to pray to him. So the two things are connected. Jesus wants us not to be anxious for the things of this world, go about our tasks as father, mother, sister, brother, grandparent, aunt, uncle, employer, employee, whatever vocation we have, go about those things. But don't be anxious with them. Rather, be ready for Jesus to come again in doing those things. It is going to Sunday school. It is hearing God's word. It is singing to God. It is praying to Jesus. It is taking care of our relatives when things are hard. In the name of the Lord, knowing he's leading us along. It wasn't easy for Abraham to leave the big area, big city, and all the civilization in the land of Ur and go to a land I will show you, Abraham. He didn't see it. He didn't know what it was going to be like. There were many tasks to do day to day. He said, God, I trust you. I will go by faith. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, forgive us when times that we've doubted your promises and think you're not looking or taking care of us. Help us to know and believe that you are always with us. You are always watching over us. You give us things to do, but you give us the power and the strength and the promises. Even when we are weak, you are strong. And even in our own deaths, we have life in Christ. Increase our faith. Help us to serve you. Help us to be ready for Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.